So the opposite of everyone launched, and I threw it a party.
I'm so happy to see you here. Hi, there's so many people I love here. And there's like all of these sort of weird worlds colliding because all my riding posse is here and all my Jesus posse is here and all my ridery Jesus-y posse is here.
This was my seventh novel, and it's only the third time I have thrown a real launch party. I can't do it every book. It's like a wedding. Only soap opera people can go to that many weddings and not run mad. Menu planning is fun because you want the food and the decorations and the colors to reflect the book. Opposite is about a cutthroat lawyer who was born in Alabama and grew up hard scrabble, close to homeless. Her mother is an itinerant storyteller who reinvents them based on Hindu god stories and epic poems like the Ramayana. And a lot of those stories get retold over the course of the book. So I wanted the food to reflect that.
Absolutely. So what's on my plate is pretty much what has been offered. And it's a combination of southern treats where we have pimento cheese and deviled eggs covered in bacon jam, as well as some Indian foods that have little tags on the tables that explain. In the cup is a really interesting sweet punch that, so there are two versions of that, and there's an adult version and a non-adult version, right? So I have the adult version.
I called it the Tastes of Alabindia Party. My husband made his world-famous bacon jam, and I made a pimento cheese recipe. And y'all, this is not church lady pimento cheese. I hate that few limp shreds of waxy Kraft American floating in a sea of Miracle Whip with some exhausted bits of pickle. My recipe is all sharp cheddar and bitey white pepper, pimentos, of course, purple onions, scallions. And for 2 pounds of cheese, you use maybe a third of a cup of mayonnaise, and it has to be Duke's. I had planned to do all the cooking myself. I was practicing making green mango chat and trying to learn how to use saffron properly, you know, the real stuff, the threads. My friend Abby, who is a psychologist, took me out for tea and kind of science magicked my brain. Without saying, "Jocelyn, you are a lunatic," she just gently brought me to the conclusion that I was not a master chef specializing in Indian cuisine and I needed to hire a caterer. So I did. The food was eclectic and fun, and so was the crowd. Book launches are odd because normally when you have a party, you invite a subset of your friends. Maybe it's for work people or church people or family. A book launch, you invite everyone you like from every facet of your life.
Well, I came out tonight to support Jocelyn because she is not only a great person, a great author, but she's a friend. And by the way, I mean friend, I mean mentor. So I admire her work, and I just couldn't have thought of any other place to be tonight.
So that's Nikki. She's a friend of mine who's writing her first book for Fortress Press. I invited my whole writing group, other working writers in Atlanta, their writing groups. I invited both my classics book club and my neighborhood book club. I invited my friends Scott and Deborah Pyron and their whole theater group. We all just go to see local plays together, and I think of them as literati, too. I also invited my closest social circle, which is my church family.
Will Rains. I've known Joss for about 3 years. She's in my Sunday school class. And I started reading her books a couple of years ago with someone else's love story. She writes characters that are real. She also uses semicolons very well, which is something I appreciate.
It's true. I don't mean to brag, but I can rock a semicolon. My editor for my first 5 books once took me out for a very alcohol-laden dinner in New York City and told me how deeply she appreciated my understanding of the semicolon. So, you know. I also invited the kind of folks who aren't writers per se, but who I think of as being in my industry.
I designed Jocelyn's website, and I got an invitation. So I wanted to come here and support her and her book launch.
That's April, who runs Sugar 5 Design, and she's in that group. So are all the folks who make Decatur Book Festival happen every year, and local publicists and local book bloggers, and booksellers.
Diane Robinson. Book launches are the best, but we do a lot of book events and we always enjoy them because it gives the public a chance to interact with the author and on a personal basis, even if they don't ask a question, they can still go through, you know, get their book signed and speak with the author then. And that means a lot to most authors, and I know it means a lot to the people who come.
Eagle Eye was there doing the book sales, but I also invited just booksellers from other stores who I know hand sell me as a way of saying thank you, you know. Diane Little from Little Shop of Stories came because that's how the indies are. They're just so generous. She came to another bookstore's event to support me. I also invited people I didn't know at all, folks I've never met, readers.
Kim Crow. The first one I read was Between Georgia. And I love the characters. She just is remarkable how she can build a character and tell a story. And after I read that one, I've read them all, and I also like to listen to them because they're great audiobooks.
We had somewhere between 150 and 200 people there, and more than a third of them, I didn't know their names. But they had met my books, and my characters matter to them. So I invited them to the party. Invites went out via this radio show and from Georgia Center for the Book, who hosted at the Decatur Library. I invited people through my newsletter. I invited anyone who follows me on social media. People who read my books, who love my books, who spend their time thinking about the ideas, who spend time in the world I spent two precious, unrepeated years of my life building. Secretly, that's really who the party was for. Readers. I mean, the fact that so many people who love me came, that's just a bonus. And that made me feel really good, and it made the party very, very fun. But really, it was for my readers, whether they know me or not. It's just such an oddly personal connection with thousands of people I will literally never, never meet. And yet they make my job possible. And they love my imaginary friends. So I wanted to throw a party for a small subset of that group, as many as I could reach. A cup of Alabama whiskey punch and a chicken samosa? At least I can do. Heads up, Amber Dermott will be back in the ATL. She's the author of the time-notable book, The Starboard Sea, and an excellent short story collection, Damage Control, both from St. Martin's. She used to be a professor here at our own Agnes Scott, and I am a fan of hers, and I've been missing her presence ever since she left to take a professorship at Rice in Houston. I'm really excited to go hear her read. On Thursday, March 24th, she'll offer a colloquium for academic sorts and fellow writers at Emory University. That will be held in the Kemp Malone Library from 2:30 to 3:30. That evening, there'll be another event also at Emory, this time for readers. That'll be in the Joseph W. Jones Room, 311 Woodruff Library. And there'll be a book signing and a reception afterwards. Hope to see you there. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.